Would you like to slip into something more comfortable, like maybe yourself? He kneeled in front of the sofa, his eyes quivering with delight. Inside the book he was reading, there were photographs of himself in interesting postures. He just couldn't believe it. The pages were stuck together with almond juice. There was a narrow slit opening and contracting on the ceiling, admitting small drops of glue and poppies. He opened his mouth and pulled out a tooth, sweet, sugary, poppy-scented tooth. He rubbed it on his arms. His name was Christopher. He liked to call himself Saint Julian on a dry day. It made no difference. His narcissism was matched by that of his sister Helen, who spent all her time in the drawing room, dressed as a camel and trying to smoke herself. Soames the butler was even worse. He was in gelatine. He was on gelatine. His bones had no marrow, no zucchini, no cauliflower, no cheese, nothing in his bones to give him substance. He was a spidery butler, Soames. Boy, Helen and her brother Christopher just wish they could get married, but Soames was the bugbear. How to solve it? Easy. Chinese bones.